Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees and the United Mine Workers of America, both of the Washington, D.C. area. We appreciate their support. Hey, joining us today from Media Matters, we've got Katie Sullivan. Katie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Rush Limbaugh is saying that propaganda from professors, comedians, and talk show hosts like me is impacting young folks to believe that climate change is not fake news.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, climate change, among everything else that's been, quote, mainstreamed on the American left. I think one of my favorite lines of this segment was this climate change stuff, listening to what people say about us pulling out. And it's not just young people. American CEOs are saying some of the stupidest things.
Yeah, isn't the isn't the former director of Exxon saying the same thing?
Yes.
You know, I this is funny. And what the funny thing for me is, would any of Rush Limbaugh's listeners fire up their car in a closed garage and just sit there for a while? Now, that's carbon monoxide. I get the difference, you know, between carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. But in either case, it doesn't matter, because what we are faced with is a rise in the level of CO2 here around the world. It doesn't matter if people did it. It doesn't matter if it happened naturally. It doesn't matter if it's from cows. It's there. We need to do something about it. And one of the things that we need to do about it is slow down how much more we're putting in, or stop putting in more. I think most people get that. Yeah.
I think most people do. Yes. Even people in the administration who apparently have no influence, but they do believe it. Some of them.
There was a guy from my union who was over in Scotland. He owns a golf course, and he had to file special permits to build a wall, a retaining wall, to protect the land around his golf course from being eroded away because of climate change and rising sea levels. What was his name? He was in my union. He was on The Apprentice. Donald Trump!
That's the one.
That's the union guy I was talking about.
Yeah, the same one who has properties in Florida, which is going to be underwater eventually.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, why do we have people like Rush Limbaugh still talking this way? I mean, would it not be more advantageous for Rush to support his advertisers?
You know, it would be. And I think that this is actually, in a lot of ways, a twofold problem, right? I mean, you don't have the mainstream media, the evening news, the local news, CNN, you don't have those news sources talking about climate change very much. I mean, we've done studies that show there's a serious lack of coverage here. And so on the one hand, you have the lack of good information, and on the other hand, you have people like Rush Limbaugh who are spouting bad information, and, you know, they can't say enough about it, right?
Right.
This is a guy who once, you know, after NASA announced that it found water, traces of water on Mars, Limbaugh said that this was just part of a climate change conspiracy. What does that even mean? Right? And so, like the only people who are talking about climate change, really, unfortunately, in the media are the people who are on Limbaugh's level.
Right. You know, I'm going to make a plug. We here at the Union Edge and the Union Edge Network have two programs. One's Just Transitions, and the other is the New American Economy. I got to say, we talk about these issues. There are solutions.
That's why we like you.
Be still my heart. Katie, you're very kind. I owe you a cup of coffee. There are solutions out there. Do we have to do some things, you know, that may not be easy, may be a little bit different? Yeah. But, you know, when it's all said and done, we as a country are pretty bright. And we got a lot of really great people that are working on these problems, and they're coming up with solutions. You know, I drive a Chevy Volt, and contrary to what Congress wants you to believe, no, it does not stop moving after 40 miles. It continues on. I've got a range of about 400 miles with a full tank of gas and a full charge. And you know what? I plug it in at night. I drive to work. I drive back home. I plug it in again. I don't use gas. It's a wonderful thing. You know, we can do things, but Rush Limbaugh wants to boil it down and wants to, and it's kabuki, folks. It's vaudeville. It's shtick. And you know what? I believe the professors. I believe the professors and the doctors and the educated personnel, like Dr. Patty DeMarco, professor. Okay? So stick around and don't let Rush just continue to bloviate, because that's all he's doing. And
yeah.
People aren't listening. People don't believe him. Thank God.
Well, you know what? You say that, but you know who's appeared on Rush's show a few times in the last year, I'd say, is the Vice President, Mike Pence, who, you know, if you listen to Rush's show, which I assume you don't, he never has guests on, ever. And so, you know, the fact that, like, one of the people who is a guest on his show occasionally is the Vice President, who, by the way, doesn't do a whole lot of other media appearances, you say nobody's listening to him, but I'm afraid of the people who are.
There are some people listening, but there are less and less every day. And I got to tell you something else.
Well,
you know,
yeah, as far as his viewer listenership goes, that's, you know, been tanking for the last few years.
Yeah. And thank goodness. And I will tell you, you know, Ronald Reagan was a member of my union. Donald Trump is a member of my union. He's collecting a pension from SAG-AFTRA. You know who else was a member of my union? Rush Limbaugh.
Really?
Of my local here in Pittsburgh.
Did you guys give him handouts?
So it was before my time. He was on KQV when it was a rock and roll station. And I got to say that thank God my friend Bob Dickey bought KQV radio. But that's another story.
Yeah.
So in any case, long story short, folks, most vitriolic talk show host, and that's what Rush Limbaugh is. It's all vaudeville. It's all shtick. It's all silliness. It's all kabuki. If you want the facts, tune into programs like The New American Economy. What can I tell you? Katie, it's always a pleasure. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You and your listeners should visit our website, MediaMatters.org. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, MMFA. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kat Sulls, K-A-T-S-U-L-L-S.
Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
All right, it's a pleasure. Bye-bye. That was Katie Sullivan of Media Matters. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.